Sales Reinvented podcast, episode number 184. Hi, this is Paul Watts from the Sales Reinvented podcast. Here at Sales Reinvented, we're on a mission to change the negative perception of salespeople with a vision of making selling a profession to be proud of. Joining me on today's show is Amy Franco. Amy is a sales keynote speaker and one of LinkedIn's top sales voices. Her book, The Modern Seller, is an Amazon bestseller and was named to Top Sales World's Top 50 Books. Amy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me back.
It is our pleasure, Amy. Now, Amy, as you know, today's episode is all about sales productivity. And I wanted to start by asking you, what is productivity?
We have this finite amount of reserves every day. We think about our day when we are using our time, our energy, our motivation, and our discipline. Those are finite reserves. And the choices that we make with those reserves is what helps us to be successful in sales and in life. So I see really three aspects to defining productivity. It's knowing which activities are the highest value in terms of your dreams and your goals and acting on those over the lower value activities. And then the second layer of productivity is defining which activities you'll be working on. For example, you know, which ones are the most energizing to you, which are the ones that will move you forward the most quickly, and which ones can you delegate or even get rid of that aren't going to help you move forward. And then the third layer of productivity is also about what you will say no to.
Wow, I love that. I really do love that answer. Never heard it explained that way. That's great. So why do you think that that is so important in sales?
You know, when we talk about sales productivity and why maybe salespeople aren't as productive as they could be, looking at the way that we invest those reserves is what's going to help us to be productive. Because the things that are coming at us that make us unproductive, you know, on any given day, talk to any salesperson and they have this huge list of sales activities that they could choose from. And that's in addition to all the admin aspects of the role that we sometimes get added to our plates. So I really see too many teams and too many organizations that saddle salespeople with lots of unnecessary administrative burden. And so this is where I see sales leaders being a really important part of the equation, because they can work to take unnecessary burden off those sales professionals and free up their time. And then I like to think of it as mindset and decision. Where are we going to invest our resources every day?
Fantastic. Actually, you know what? You answered my second question. That's fantastic. So
I'm ahead of you. Sorry.
That's productivity right there. So
I love it.
I'm going to jump straight into my third question then. And I'm going to say that most salespeople would agree that productivity is important. What steps can salespeople take to improve their day-to-day productivity?
Deciding or knowing the difference between what's busy and what's productive. Busyness and productivity aren't the same thing. I could look at a whole list of things that I have going on in my day, and some are busy and some are productive. And so figuring out which ones are which. And then I like to think about creating structure to help me with my own productivity, creating an environment that supports it. So one step that I found helpful is I will take a look at my week and then I will take a look at my day. And when I'm looking at my week and just kind of thinking big picture and kind of bouncing that against what are my goals and what do I want to be doing, what are the three things that I'd like to make sure that I get done this week? I get to the end of this week. What are the three things that if I say I've gotten these done, I know I've made forward progress? And then also taking a look at my day. What are three things that I want to make sure that I accomplish today? Because I don't know about you or maybe some of our listeners, but I can have a list of 10 things. And when I have 10 things on my list, I never get to all 10. So if I can get to three and they're the most important ones, then I know I've made progress.
That's a great insight, actually. Thank you, Amy. So Amy, let me ask you this question. What would you say are the attributes that make a salesperson great when it comes to productivity?
There are a few of them that come to my mind. The first is that they're decisive about where they want to invest their time. They're good at making decisions at the big picture and on a day-to-day or sometimes even an hour-by-hour basis. They time block what's important to them. Time blocking can be something used not just professionally, but also personally. So as you're taking a look at your day and your week, are you setting aside the blocks of time that you need to be getting those most important things done? They're organized. They organize themselves, they have structure, they create an environment. And then lastly, they use agendas. They use agendas for their meetings. They're using agendas for most of their situations where they need to be productive because it keeps them on track.
I love it. I'm a huge agenda user myself. So that last one really, really resonates. So let me ask you this question then. Are there any sort of productivity tools that you would recommend or that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I use a timer. I use the timer on my phone when I'm working on key tasks. So even like for our podcast for today, as I was looking through our conversation questions, I set a timer on my phone for 30 minutes to go through those questions and to come up with my ideas and my structure. When I set that timer on my phone, it kind of frees up my mind because I'm not paying attention to the clock. When the timer goes off, I see where I'm at and then decide if I need to have, you know, more time to keep working on it. So that's one thing that's been really helpful for me. I use Todoist to create some of my digital lists. Lots of things crop up that maybe I don't need to address right now, but I want to make sure I don't forget them. So I'll use Todoist to create different projects, and then I'll put the tasks into the projects and I'll set deadlines for those. Lastly, I use an old school paper list for things that I need to get done during the day. So I'm looking at mine for today and I have my top three, maybe five, and I have them prioritized and I have them themed and I just keep them right in front of me, old school.
Wow, I like that. I'm old school as well. I must admit, I still write my to-do list out and then prioritize them as well. So
that's right. Great minds. Great minds think alike.
I love it. Okay, so this is my favorite part of the show. This is our audience's favorite part of the show. And this is where we're going to ask you to share with our listeners your top three productivity do's and your top three productivity don'ts.
All right, so let's hit the do's. Here are three do's. Do decide that your time is something that you want to invest and not something you're going to spend. Your time is an investment. Second, design an environment that supports your productivity. So this might be the way your office is designed. It might be your car if you're on the road a lot. It might be the people that you have around you to support you, or maybe the tools and technology. But do design the environment that supports you. And then my last do is blend the personal and the professional in the way that works for you. We are people above everything else that happen to be sales professionals. So I block my workouts just as much as I would block a sales call.
That's a great list of do's. I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind just expanding on designing the environment. Could you just give us an example of where you or how you have done that yourself?
I think back to a time where this was, you know, not in the too distant past. I was in a rut when it came to prospecting. I just wasn't getting the right results. I wasn't feeling internally motivated. I definitely wasn't productive. And so where I had to kind of look for some inspiration was to look at my habits and look at my environment that I was surrounding myself with. And what I realized was my home office environment just wasn't productive for me at that point in my life. I was getting myself into a rut. I was getting into my home office and I was finding a million other things to do besides work on prospecting. Even though I had a time blocked, it's amazing what you can find to do if you really don't want to do it. So what I had to do when you talk about environment, I actually got some co-working space not too far from where I live. And I will pop in there and I will work on specific projects where I need to be really productive. It might be prospecting, it might be working on an ebook, whatever it is that's moving the business forward. I needed to get out of my home office environment and set up another environment that would help me stay focused and help me be better prepared.
What a great example as well. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, sure.
So those were a great list of do's. What are the don'ts?
All right, so here are my don'ts. Don't say yes to everything right away. For those of you out there, myself included, that love to say yes to every opportunity, check yourself and don't say yes to everything right away. Take time to decide if an opportunity is right for you to pursue it, because every time you say yes to something, you are saying no to something else. That's the first one. My second don't is don't procrastinate on the follow-up. When I finish a sales call, I try to hit as many follow-up to-dos as I can. You know, you always have that call and then there's, you know, three or four things that you really need to hit afterwards to keep the momentum going. I try to hit those while they're fresh. That keeps me productive because I'm not looking at it a week from now and wondering what my notes meant or running out of time on doing follow-up. So don't procrastinate on follow-up. And then the last one, the last don't is back to your what's near and dear to you, Paul. Don't forget the agenda for your sales calls. I heard this statistic from Lef Bonney, who is a researcher and a professor at Florida State University. And in his some of his research, what he found was that out of a one-hour meeting, our prospects and clients on average only see value in 6 minutes of a one-hour meeting. So 54 minutes in the eyes of a prospect or client can be seen as unproductive. So the way that I try to solve for that is to always come in with a clear agenda, keeps me on track, keeps us productive, and it keeps prospects and clients productive too.
Wow. Where was that stat from again, Amy?
Yeah. It was from Florida State University. Lef Bonney is the professor there that I heard that from.
Wow. And he said that in every one-hour meeting, the prospect only sees 6 minutes as valuable.
Right.
Wow.
Kind of eye-opening, isn't it?
Isn't it? That's a real eye-opener. And you know, I'm gonna share a stat with you that I was shared by SMEI, the Sales and Marketing Executives International. And they said that for every moment you spend planning, you will save 3 to 4 moments in execution.
Oh, I love that.
So if you think about that from a sales planning perspective, even just planning a call with a client, if you spend an hour planning that call, you may save 3 to 4 hours in execution later. So I'm with you all the way on having a plan when I go into a call, trying to deliver as much value as I can. I think that's huge. So that was a great list of do's and don'ts. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, sure.
I can't believe we're here already, but we're actually at the last question. So what I'd like to do, please, is ask you, will you share with our listeners your favorite productivity story? Tell us, what was the productivity challenge that you were faced with? How did you overcome it? And what was the lesson that you learned?
Yeah, so as I was thinking about this question, the most recent big productivity story was for me in launching The Modern Seller. So I launched that a little over a year ago. Hardbound, Audible, Kindle, that was my biggest productivity project that I can think of in recent memory. So if any of our listeners have either, maybe you've written a book or you've taken on some really complex project, you know what I mean when I say there are lots and lots of moving parts to doing something like this. So, you know, with the book, it was moving parts from like the content to the publication to the marketing. Step one is writing the book. We're still marketing the book like crazy, even though it's been out for over a year. So lots and lots of moving parts to it. And I would say that probably the three most valuable things that I took away from that experience, the first was, in order to do something really meaningful, big goal, complex goal, I had to make trade-offs on other activities in order to give that book the top priority. I was doing fewer events. I was making choices about where to invest my time, because if I wasn't making the choice to write the book, it was just going to continue to delay getting it done and lengthen the process. So all of my time, my energy, my motivation, my discipline needed to go into the book for that period of time. The second thing I learned, I needed an accountability partner. It is one thing to put time blocks in your schedule and to have all the productivity tools in the world, but I needed someone to hold me accountable to hit my milestones. I had a weekly call with my book coach, and I was not going to show up to that call without having hit the milestones that I needed to in order to move things forward, right? I wanted to make sure that I was doing what I needed to do. And then lastly, big things are never accomplished alone. Like, we think about our biggest accomplishments, and productivity is about accomplishing our big dreams and goals, right? It's never accomplished alone. I think of productivity as kind of a team sport. You know, my name might be on that jacket cover, but there is a village of people behind that book who made it happen. And I needed a support team around me so I could focus on my strengths and they could focus on theirs. So those were probably some of the big things that I took away that I hope, listeners, as you're looking at your big dreams and goals and where you need to be most productive, hopefully some of those things can help you out.
That is fantastic. And congratulations, by the way, on publishing your book. And I know it's been out for over a year now, and we'll make sure that there's a link on the website. Is it available on Amazon?
It is, yeah. So Amazon for the hardcover, Kindle version, and also the Audible version. And thank you, my friend. I appreciate that.
We'll make sure that that's on there. But what a great story. And I agree. If you want to go far, go together. If you want to go fast, go alone. But you won't go as far. So absolutely wonderful having you back on the show, Amy. And that really is all we've got time for today. And as you know, our mission on the Sales Reinvented podcast is to change the negative perception of salespeople with a vision of making selling a profession to be proud of. And I'm absolutely certain that if our listeners could just take on board some of the productivity insights that you've shared today, that we're going to go a long way to realizing that mission and that vision. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
It was our pleasure. Thank you for listening, and please join us on our next podcast. If you have any comments or suggestions for the show, please go to our website, salesreinvented.com. Until next time, remember the ABCs of selling. Always be consultative. I'm Paul Watts, and you have been listening to the Sales Reinvented podcast.